We're reading select excerpts on the topic of the intention in the heart, and we'll be in excerpt number one.
Number one, please.
Aiming the heart, excerpt number one, the first Hasidim would spend 1 hour in prayer so as to aim their heart to their Father in heaven. The word aim means the directness of the heart. It is to direct the heart so it is not scattered into the passions and lusts of worldly matters, but only to aim directly to his Father in heaven.
No questions. Yes, Olin.
What is to aim their heart to the Creator?
The Creator is called the place to the Creator.
So what is it to aim in?
To the Creator, to bestow like Him, that His quality is only to bestow.
It is also written, heart should not be scattered. How do we collect the heart from being scattered?
We have to aim our hearts towards the connection between us, to bring them back into one heart, one man in one heart. Then the upper light can shine upon us and connect our hearts. Okay, right. Yes, Michal.
Excerpt number two. When we want to walk in the work, meaning with the aim of the heart, to intend that all his work will be for the sake of the Creator, then begins the order of the work. That is, the wicked in his heart, which are called the will to receive for oneself, resist working for the sake of the Creator. However, God has made them one opposite the other, meaning that to the extent that he wants to walk on the path of truth, to that extent, the truth about the evil within him appears.
Read it again.
Again, excerpt number two. When we want to walk in the work, meaning with the aim of the heart, to intend that all his work will be for the sake of the Creator, then begins the order of the work. That is, the wicked in his heart, which are called will to receive for oneself, resist working for the sake of the Creator. However, God made them one opposite the other, meaning that to the extent that he wants to walk on the path of truth, to that extent, the truth about the evil within him appears.
That means that as much as he goes forward, more and more bad qualities are revealed that go against spiritual advancement, but that's the way it should be, so all the wicked will be revealed, and then we can correct them. Please.
Rav, if I receive thoughts of this world, then my heart is not aimed yet?
Of course. That's clear. The heart is aimed towards the goals that you want to attain. Yes, Dudi.
What aims the heart?
The desire. The heart is a desire. As much as your desires are aimed towards something, that's called the direction of the heart.
They're not aimed to the right direction.
Okay, but they're directed or not directed, let's say not at all even, that there's like a confusion and a lack of order.
So how can I aim the heart?
environment, the environment that closes on a person and bestows upon him, and then he starts being directed like a compass.
That
you release it. It was locked earlier, and now you release it, and it starts turning around by the magnetic field towards a certain direction, to the North Pole, let's say.
That's what I come with a good will to aim my heart and do the opposite.
If you,
if I come to aim my heart,
yeah, towards the good?
Yes, I see it's completely opposite. It's not aimed at all.
Doesn't matter. You have to be in society. And in the society, you increase your desire, you amplify it, and it becomes more sensitive to that magnetic field of the Creator.
How does the 10 aim its heart to the Creator?
Through connecting.
Ken.
Yeah.
Toda. מה זה לב של הסיריה?
Thank you, Rav. What's the heart of the ten?
The heart of the ten is the connection of all the hearts.
So
as a result of all the hearts, one heart emerges?
Yes, if you want it. So you have a 10 and it has a heart.
How
do we come to that state where we connect all the hearts so that one heart will come out of it?
By each one's inner work and all of us together. What's the question?
You
explained to Dudi now that if I aim myself towards the environment, then I'm like a compass.
Yeah.
But that's just me towards the environment.
So each one has to be like that, like the environment, like the ten. That I need to be aimed with my heart towards all the other hearts in the ten.
And then through the hearts of the ten, we make one compass that's...
Yes, of course.
So what needs to happen in that state?
What is to happen? That we'll have as if we have one head, that we're all aimed into one direction. Okay, I think you're just using up the time. Yeah.
What's
the first step a person does in order for the environment to aim him like a compass?
The first step is that he tries to disconnect himself from all kinds of disturbances, influences, except for the group.
And he can do that only as a result of the connection, where he's influenced, surrenders, is controlled by the environment.
Yeah.
I'm asking, how does he subdue himself so that it will guide him to the place?
The Creator brings him to the group, and there he needs to recognize the environment where he needs to develop.
And
then what's the first step he needs to do so that the environment will control him like a magnetic field?
That's what Rabash writes, his first articles, that he surrenders.
This surrender, what does a person, what's this act of surrender?
That he takes everybody as greater than himself.
Is that
a thought? Action that I want to see everyone.
Yeah, that they're greater than me.
That they're already connected and aimed and yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
אמרת עכשיו רב שהבורא מביא את האדם לקבוצה.
Rav, you said now that the creator brings the person to the group and he needs to identify the environment in which he needs to develop.
Yeah.
What's this matter? Okay, I'm in a group and attend. What do I need to see?
That if I annul towards them, connect to them, try and be as one man with one heart, so we will enter the care of the Creator, and He will make us flow and connect us towards the purpose of creation.
I'm hearing this now. I don't know how to act more than what we're doing today. I feel like I'm disconnected, like a block.
Disconnected from what?
Disconnected from everything around me. I don't feel like our common heart, like we want to come to a common heart.
Pray, the force of connection is the Creator.
When I hear pray, I feel that I can pray from my heart, but I don't know how to pray from the common heart, or
you can pray for them too, that the Creator will give a push, a desire to each and every friend that will feel the need to be connected in our inner point. And then the Creator will help us rise from that point upward to Him.
Mostly a person doesn't identify that inclination in his friends.
That doesn't matter.
So he doesn't feel, I mean, he can say himself, I heard this many times, what you just said right now, that I want to pray for them, but he doesn't feel them in order to truly pray for them. His lack when he's praying is from his intellect and not from his heart.
Gradually, the heart will also get there.
בסדר.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
תודה רב, כתוב.
Thank you, Rav. It's written. However, the Creator made them one opposite the other, meaning that he, to the extent that he wants to walk on the path of the truth, to that extent the truth about the evil within him appears. Can we say that the complete evil, that meaning when a person's desire to receive is to go in the complete manner?
Yeah.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
It's written here that the first Hasidim would aim themselves for a whole hour in prayer to aim their hearts. How do we need to calibrate, aim ourselves in our prayer? What need, do we need to work for a whole hour? Or is it not a matter of time maybe? Or of maybe a concentration?
It's better to wake up a bit before the time and invest your mind and heart in aiming it towards the purpose of life.
Do you mean before the lesson or altogether?
Before the lesson.
German 4.
Ich weiß nicht, ob wir Übersetzung haben, aber Joachim übersetzt sofort ins Englische, bitte. Raff, das Herz ausrichten. Worauf? Auf den Rassadismus.
Good morning, Raff. What does it mean to aim the heart? What are we aiming the heart to, like towards Rassadism?
אנחנו מכוונים את הלב לחיבור שלנו.
We're aiming the heart towards our connection and from our connection towards the Creator. In that final connection, we and the Creator, all of us in that one point of connection, that's what we want to feel and reach.
Dürfen wir die Fragen ausrichten, auf, um Ihnen, Raff, Genuss zu bereiten oder dem Schöpfer? Ist da ein Unterschied?
Should we aim our questions to give you contentment as our Rav or to give contentment to the Creator?
Well, no, the Creator. The Creator.
Uns jetzt als Schüler, als Ihre Studenten, was sollten wir dringlichst vermeiden? Also wir haben ja mitgekriegt, dass die Fragen zu lange dauern, um Zeit zu sparen. Besser formuliert, wie kommen wir am besten voran, mit welcher Art Fragen? Wie richten wir uns in den neuen Fragen aus, Raf?
And we heard that our questions are too long. We should be more directed in our in aiming our questions. So what should we take care of? What should we not do in directing our questions towards the right goal?
Let's keep going the way we can. That's the right way. Except for that, again, we never aim ourselves to the Rav, but towards the Creator. We're not Hasidics. We're the workers of the Creator. Okay? Yeah.
Keta Mispar Shalosh.
Thank you. Excerpt number three.
How
is their intention? One should clear his heart from all the thoughts and see himself as though he is standing before the Shekhinah. Therefore, one should settle oneself a little prior to the prayer to aim his heart and then pray. The first Hasidim would spend 1 hour prior to the prayer and 1 hour after prayer and extend the prayer by 1 hour.
Look how important the thought before and after the prayer is important. An hour before prayer, an hour after prayer. By this we get a complete prayer.
No, no. An hour before preparation and an hour after?
Yeah.
The question is, what is that time after the prayer that they said?
That we check what we attained, what we did, and what we discussed, and what not, and so on. I guess that if you have time before the prayer and work during the prayer, so afterwards you have something to think about.
No.
Shiur ze tefila?
Is the lesson a prayer?
A lesson, it depends how you relate to it.
Can it be as a prayer?
Yeah.
And the preparation for the lesson is where we,
aim ourselves that now we're entering a lesson and we have a prayer to attain the connection between us and the Creator, to be as one man with one heart, and to reach that recognition, the feeling, the revelation of what we are reading and learning in the lesson.
And the lesson summary that we do, what is its purpose? That's the hour after the prayer. What's the purpose of this summary?
What we attained.
To truly say what we've attained in this lesson.
What we learned is not what we are supposed to attain. We have to attain something else, a new connection between us and the Creator. Okay. Where are we? Number four?
Excerpt number
four.
One should engage in the Torah for the name of the Creator. Divinity, the Shekhinah, is called name because anyone who engages in the Torah and does not exert for her name is better off not being created. One should engage in the Torah with the aim to extol the Creator and make him respected and important in the world. One should engage in the Torah with the aim to extol the Creator and make him respected and important in the world. He tells us the meaning of Torah Lishma, which is highways in their hearts, to aim one's heart so the engagement in the Torah will draw a sense of knowledge for him and for the whole world. Thus, the name of the Creator will grow in the world, as it is written, and the earth shall be filled with of the knowledge of the Lord. Then the words, and the Lord will be king over the earth, will come true.
Read it again.
Again, excerpt 4, one should engage in the Torah for the name of the Creator. The Shekhinah is called name, because anyone who engages in the Torah and does not exert for her name is better off not being created. One should engage in the Torah with the aim to extol the Creator and make him respected and important in the world. He tells us the meaning of Torah Lishma, which is highways in their hearts, to aim one's heart so his engagement in the Torah will draw abundance of knowledge for him and for the whole world. Thus, the name of the Creator will grow in the world. As it is written, and the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Creator, will come true. And then the words, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, will come true.
Okay, and what, Olin?
What does it mean to aim for the name of the Creator to grow in the world?
That the Creator fills all of reality.
He's already doing that, but what does it mean that his name?
No. According to what we see.
According to... What does it mean that he will feel that?
The Creator is clothed in all of reality.
And then what will people feel that we have to aim to that?
That there's none else besides him.
And what does that mean that we're engaged in the Torah? We have to aim that all the people of the world...
That's what they'll feel.
So what will they have to do?
The Creator fills all of reality, the whole world.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav, what are these highways in their hearts?
The hearts will be filled in everybody from 0 to 100.
But I'm hearing like a track or a rail. It sounds like something straight, like a train that has to go on this.
You can say that. That's not important. Afterwards, we'll see. It's according to the feeling.
I understood. And in the 10, what do we need to do in order for us to have the heart aimed directly? With a straight heart.
That we'll have a straight heart. We need that to connect and to compress, to compress our hearts into one.
When we talk about love of friends, it truly sounds like something that's very broad and not of pressure.
Let it be like that. That we can be together in a great pressure and still everybody will be able to expand. Okay? Okay, so what's happening to us? Nothing that needs to be announced, or
we have announcements for the end of the lesson.
There's still 6 minutes. Yes.
The Creator is revealed as the good that does good towards the corrected vessels, the vessels of bestowal. So how will he be revealed towards the whole world? We're kind of like asking for his knowledge, and his abundance will be revealed in the whole world?
First, he has to be revealed in us, and then through us, we will spread it and publish this approach more and more so he can fill the whole world. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't even want to see things that are so far away. I mean, they're close, but far in their form. So let's hope it'll happen from above as usual. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what we need to do right now. Yes, Gershon.
Rav, to aim the heart before the lesson. People wake up an hour before. It really hurts to hear this every time in a new way, this advice.
So you read it every day, and then it won't be every so often.
I'll give myself as a negative example. I come out of bed, it's 2:20, I come here, I come like I didn't do any preparation before. I can't wake up before that. And I really see...
You can wake up earlier, let's say at 2. You can. No problem.
I will try. I just wanted to maybe suggest something. Maybe I'll just say it. But maybe we can... Well, I'm thinking if it's possible in the structure of our lesson to devote together more time for the preparation of the heart. Meaning in some way,
we will not do it. Don't drop it on me. But each one needs to come here and somewhat already prepared. A person wakes up, does all his preparation, washes himself, eats something, drinks something, comes here, and on the way he needs this whole time to be in thoughts. What he's doing, for what, why, what he wants from this day, the moment he woke up and he's going to study. All these things he has to think about. He has to prepare himself for the meeting with the Creator, the meeting with the friends. And in this way, to advance.
Thank you.
We can just start with the morning exercises. That's what you need to do. In that, you reveal as much as you want the goal in practice. I don't think it's so difficult.
Ken.
Yeah.
I also want to say that also the convention can be a certain preparation for the convention, and convention can be prayer.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to stay in the praise of the report. Yesterday we saw friends that started a very serious preparation and even evoked envy and shame that they're already in very immense preparations.
Whoever wants to attain through such a gathering part of the meaning of life, so obviously they don't miss out on it. The matter is that we are always waiting. When are we going to get a blow? And then we'll advance. A blow and a blow in advance. And so, how much can you? It's not that we are like little children, that the mother pushes us, go ahead, do this, do this. We come to an age, to a state that's it. There's no mother next to you that'll constantly aim you.
And can the worldly be as the one person that makes the preparation together like that?
Everything can be. Just we have to be the first ones to give the right example to what's happening. Look how many friends we have around the world. Look how they want to be with us and attain the plan of creation. And the work isn't only ours, it's work for all people in the world, for all the billions of people that are really suffering. They might not, aren't aware of it, but they're suffering because they're in the feeling of this world. So let's hope that we will get better. And
announcements. Dear friends, the registration for the World Kabbalah Convention Opening the Heart is been enter and register convention.kli.one. Our broadcast for today at 12 noon, the afternoon lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman, live, and we'll conclude with a song. שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסלימים ערבות תתנאי החיים מתעורר הניסוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור שני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים
No longer concealed. One step at a time, we'll walk together. We all share the pain. No choice but to change. Let's learn how to give. Make no mistake, it's not just a theory. With love, we are set free. This law is so clear.